Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. As an environmental scientist, I have had many awesome adventures in the wild. How about being on top of the world? Literally. I stood on top of glaciers on the peaks of the Rocky Mountains. For those of you who will not make that trek, try rafting down the Snake River near Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and that in itself is just an awesome thing. You can do slow water or fast water, and I recommend that you do both, because when you do fast water, exhilarating. But when you're doing slow water, and most of the rafting guides are naturalists too, and they're teaching you, you might see a moose and all this. Well, I'm going to let you know you're looking up at the majesty of the Rocky Mountains right there. I've taken many photos from this vantage point year after year. You see, I do a lot of my research out there, so it's like this area of the country is like my playland. Well, if you look at the back of the Joey B. mobile, the back of my pickup truck, the tailgate, is an actual photo of the Grand Tetons. And it obviously it says follow Joey B. across all his adventures, because you could follow me at joeyb.tv, joeybe.tv. But don't go there now, because you need to listen to this show about glaciers. Well, you look at that photo, you've got the Grand Teton Mountain Range, and the glaciers are very visible on the shot that's on the back of my truck. I have taken a progression of pictures from year to year, except many of these glaciers are now missing. So what happened to them? During this time, together, let's learn about how glaciers form, what happens to them in their lifetime, and what we can do to protect their existence. Glaciers are actually made of compressed snow. It's funny. I say that fact like I'm be teaching somewhere or an assembly or something, and people just have no, it's that simple. But let's talk about how like this, it's snowing and how it becomes a glacier. You're probably used to snow eventually melting. Even if you live, I'll say in Maine, that spring thaw and you get that melt going on. So the snow's been there for months, but then all of a sudden it's gone. But if it snows and freezes and more snow accumulates on top of it, and when this repetitive pattern continues for 10 years, 100 years, and longer, the weight of the snow on top compresses the crystals of the snow below. Over time, there is less and less air pockets between the snow crystals because of the weight above. And guess what? You now have a glacier. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So glaciers can range. I got that one, sorry. Range in size from a basketball arena, because it's basketball season, to miles in length. In the U.S., there are glaciers in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Colorado, Nevada, California, Oregon, and Washington. I have been blessed to see the glaciers in all of these states. And the reason why I'm saying it is I have stood on many of these glaciers. If you venture into Alaska, you can follow a route that will take you from glacier to glacier. There are actually tours that you can take. Hey, it's a costly adventure, no pun intended. It's costly, but you can actually take this and you could visit from, you know, they're taking you via bus most times. Some of them are small vans, car caravans, truck caravans type of things, but you're staying from motel to motel. It's just if you're looking for an awesome vacation, costly a bit, that is one to take. Traveling the globe, glaciers are even found in Africa. Most of the glacial ice is in Greenland and Antarctica. During the last ice age, I'm babbling a little bit today because, hey, you know me, I'm always excited about everything I really speak about here, so that's something. Well, during the last ice age, which occurred 10 to 15,000 years ago, many of the glaciers moved from the Arctic downward. Remember, The three weathering agents are water, wind, and ice. And when we say ice, you know, it's always like, you know, you listen to a professor speak somewhere and they're talking about water in a major one, wind the second, and then they go ice. It really just should say, because ice means glaciers. They've carved out many of our largest lakes. Yes, now think about this. They removed so much earth from places. How about the Great Lakes? There's a reason why they're called the Great Lakes. It's not only their size, but their vast depths that truly make them great. And here's a couple stories, you know, so you understand the depth of these. And I know that I've told them in other shows, but just definitely worth repeating. When I was out doing my wolf research, there were eutrophic lakes out there. And these are glaciated lakes that were carved out, and they were super deep. And a glaciated lake that's eutrophic means plants over thousands of years have grown out on top of. So literally, it is like walking on a pool cover of sorts, a thick plant growth. And many of the animals, the game trails go right across it. So as scientists, we're tracking, again, I was tracking wolves on there. So we were up there. And there is a Don't Look Now series, and you could listen to the Bees Up My Shirt one on this podcast show. Definitely worthwhile to listen, but not now, because you need to listen to about glaciers, and then you can go listen to that one. That's a really good one. And then, continue with the wolf research, I'm on Lake Superior. And let me tell you, when you go off the edge of Lake Superior, you know, it's just carved, and they go real deep, real quick. And Wolf 51 swam to an island, and when he swam to an island, I had this crazy canoe paddle to get out there. I was actually ferrying the scientists and gear back and forth. And I am on Lake Superior. I am maybe about quarter mile, half mile offshore. And a wind gust comes up. There was no wind. And it came and hit my canoe. I'm sitting in the back, obviously, as I'm paddling. And it spun me 360 like a compass. And then the wind started to howl. And I actually had to get down in the very center of the canoe, legs crossed, to get it as flat as I could to the water to paddle off and be safe. And I'll just tell you another little fun story. I'm up on Lake Ontario. I'm on one of my friend's huge sailboats many years. Nothing to do with research. Actually happened to do with fun. Have my PFD on, jump into the water. And I say, and Steve Fox owns the boat. And I say, hey, Foxy, how deep's the water? And he goes, 140 feet. And right away, like, you sort of just stop and cringe for a second, because you go, 140. And then you realize, well, I got a PFD. I'm floating. I can't go down to 140. But then you realize how deep it is. And we weren't far off. And I always say that that was the most expensive fishing trip I ever had, because I just jumped in with a pair of shorts on. I came up. Later on, I realized that I had a $50 bill in my pocket. And it's gone. So if you ever find a $50 bill on the shores of Lake Ontario, I expect that you replace it or send it to me. I'm just joking. Now, this show is not about climate change, and so I'm going to look at glaciers from a different angle. What can glaciers teach us about the past? Climatologists can drill into glaciers and extract the core of ice, because depending on the thickness of the glacier, a core sample can tell us. Think about, it's very similar to the rings on a tree. We can get a year-by-year analysis of past weather conditions. Climate is simply an average of many years of weather, so this is what they're looking at. So let me take you back to the top of the Rockies, standing on the edge of a glacier. And here you are. I'm standing on the edge of a glacier, and all of a sudden you got a little melt going on, and I just would call it a baby stream. And I'm saying, some of them are like the thickness of your index finger, and they're just literally melting and coming off. But believe it or not, there's weathering and erosion, and it looks like a baby little stream. And as it's going down, it bumps into another baby stream, same thickness. But when they hit together, now you've got your index and middle finger together, and the stream is now that thick. And it will eventually, and you could follow them down. And I am telling you that I am looking at where streams begin. It's like some of the cooler things that you will see in life somewhere, like to me, and maybe as the environmental scientist, like I see this stuff and I'm going, like, life doesn't get better than that moment. And I'm going, hey, you would think in your mind, this has got to be the purest water in the world, and I could just like take a sip of this water and drink it. Well, wrong. Because you see, ungulates, like the white-tailed deer that was in my backyard yesterday, they're hooved animals. And as they're walking from stream to stream, They get the mud caked up inside of there. So if there's Giardia, which is a bacteria that gives you les poo-poos, as you're walking along, so a hooved animal, and it could be any hooved animal, walking along from one riverbed somewhere below, one stream bed below, walking up to some of the purest, most pristine places on earth, there is Giardia in that water. So you need to water filter all that water all the time. Well, guess what? I will do a second in this series on icebergs and sea ice. One of my cousins, he happens to be the top oceanographic engineer in the world. Just maybe he may have something to say about this topic. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.